Let me guess. Your business is doing really well locally. You've built momentum. You've got customers. Revenue is growing. People know your brand in your city, and now someone in the office says the dangerous sentence, "You know where we should expand to next?" And suddenly everyone becomes a property expert, a demographic analyst, and a part-time psychic. Melbourne would love this. Queensland is booming. Perth has nothing like us. And meanwhile, the marketing team is quietly sweating into their oat latte because interstate growth is where many good businesses accidentally light money on fire. And here's the brutal truth. What works in one state does not automatically work in another. Different buying behaviours, different competition, different demographics, different pace, different culture. And today, I'm sharing the CMO hack smart brands use to grow interstate without blindly gambling their budget away. Because interstate growth is not about opening locations, it's about transferring trust. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Most businesses expand geographically before they expand psychologically, meaning they secure the lease, hire the team, fit out the store, launch the ads, and only then ask, do people actually in this market care about us? To me, that's a bit backwards. The smartest CMOs know this. Demand should exist before expansion, not after. You should never ever enter a new market hoping that awareness magically appears because your signage is shiny and your launch balloons are emotionally supportive. Hope is not a growth strategy. This is where people get really confused. They think expansion is operational. It's actually perceptual. Your job is not to just open in another state. Your job is to transfer trust, familiarity, credibility, relevance into a completely new audience. Think about it like moving schools as a teenager. Back home, everyone knew you. A new city, nobody cares. You have to rebuild that social proof from absolute scratch. And brands, they're the same, just with less acne and hopefully better branding. And here's the hack. The best CMOs build micro fame in target states before they launch physically. This changes everything. How, you ask? I'll tell you. Number one, geo-targeted content. You need to run state-specific ads, localized messaging, regional case studies, community-focused content months before opening. You want people saying, I keep seeing this brand everywhere. Yes, before you even arrive, because why? Familiarity reduces risk, and reduced risk increases conversion. Next, create some interstate wait lists. This one is massively underused. Before you launch, run expressions of interest, collect emails, offer VIP access, create founding customer campaigns. Now you're not launching cold, you're launching warm. And warm markets outperform cold markets every single time. Next, how about using existing customers as some expansion assets? One of the smartest things that brands ignore is that people move interstate, meaning this, you already have brand ambassadors living there. So use testimonials from interstate customers, referral campaigns, existing client networks. Trust travels through people faster than it can travel through ads. So now let's talk about some silent killers. Mistake number one, copy paste marketing, running the exact same campaign nationally without adjusting any tone, timing, or cultural relevance. Queensland doesn't buy like Melbourne. Perth doesn't behave like Sydney. Interstate growth requires nuance, Not complete reinvention, nuance. Okay. Mistake number two, expanding operationally before marketing. And this happens constantly. Businesses spend hundreds of thousands on fit outs, staffing, logistics, before proving local demand even exists. Meanwhile, the CMO is expected to fill the pipeline in 3 weeks. That's not a strategy. That's panic wearing a blazer. You know, what's fascinating about interstate growth is that most businesses don't actually fail because the product's bad or the service is bad. They fail because they expand before the brand is ready. And honestly, this is one of the biggest traps we help businesses solve here at the Marketing Factory. Because interstate growth is not about open a location and hope for the best. It's strategic positioning, local market psychology, customer behavior analysis, demand generation, scalable systems, and creating trust before you even arrive. So whether you're a franchise expanding nationally, a retail brand entering new states, a service business scaling interstate, or a founder wanting predictable growth beyond your local market, our team helps businesses create interstate growth strategies that actually make commercial sense. Not just random expansion energy. Not the accountant said, Brisbane look promising. Not expensive guesswork disguised as ambition. Real strategy, real data, real scalable growth systems. So if you're listening to this and thinking, honestly, we're planning that expansion right now or sometime into the near future, make sure you book in that call with me and let's have a chat about it. Now let's continue, because this next part is where businesses unknowingly sabotage interstate growth before they even begin. Because people support brands that feel connected to their own local environment. So therefore, you need local partnerships, local references, local faces, local understanding, not fake localization, real localization. Because customers can smell expansion energy from a mile away. And if it's the business equivalent of arriving at a barbecue and saying, "G'day, fellow Australians," it's too much effort, too little authenticity. And here's how smart brands approach it. Phase one. Audience validation. Before expansion, is there search demand? Is there social engagement from this state? Is their competitors succeeding? Are customers inquiring? Data first, emotion second, because enthusiasm is not market validation. Phase two. Digital territory claiming. Owning your own digital visibility before physical visibility. This means things like local SEO pages, geo-targeted campaigns, local PR, influencer collaborations, and state-specific landing pages. Become digitally familiar first, because people trust what they repeatedly see. Now, phase three, community integration. Interstate growth accelerates when brands stop acting like the outsiders. So get out there, sponsor local events, collaborate locally, show up physically, because people support businesses that support communities. Phase four, consistency and adaption. This is the magic balance. Your core brand promise, your visual identity, experience standards must remain consistent. But messaging and activation? That can flex a bit. Think of it like coffee orders. Same cafe brand, different cities, different milk preferences. You adjust without losing any of your own identity. And here's something that finance teams sometimes underestimate. Interstate growth is not primarily a property strategy, it's a marketing strategy. Because awareness drives foot traffic, hiring quality, customer trust, customer perception, local partnerships. And without strong marketing, you're just opening an expensive, empty room. And with strong marketing, you're opening into demand. See the difference? Humans trust familiar things. That's why national brands often feel safer. Your marketing goal, interstate, is simple. Manufacture familiarity quickly. And you can do this through repetition, visibility, consistency, social proof, local integration. The brain buys what feels known. because unknown brands, they just feel risky, and risky brands struggle. In today's market, interstate expansion has changed dramatically. You no longer need those massive TV budgets, national media buys, giant launch campaigns, because digital, this digital era we are in, it allows for precision targeting, local testing, audience warming, market validation, meaning interstate growth is now less about budget and more about strategic sequencing. The brands winning interstate today are not the loudest, but they are the most intentional. So if you're considering interstate growth, ask, do we already have an audience interest here? Have we built digital familiarity? Do we understand local buyer behavior? Have we created demand before launch? Do we have local relevant strategies? If the answer is no, don't expand yet. Because interstate growth magnifies weaknesses. It doesn't hide them. And the smarter CMOs, they understand this. Interstate growth is not about geography. It's about psychology. It's about transferring trust into new markets before the customer ever walks through the door. So before you sign the lease, before you hire the team, before you order the signage, ask yourself this. Have we earned attention in this market yet? Because when awareness arrives before expansion, growth becomes dramatically easier. And if you'd like help building an interstate growth strategy that combines local relevance, digital territory claiming, and scalable marketing systems, please connect with me, Marissa Candy, at themarketingfactory.com.au, because the brands that scale interstate successfully don't just open locations. They open relationships first. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.